15 to create an information empire and cash enormous checks. All your promotions must have a call to action. What's a call to action? It directs your prospects to respond in a certain way. What the action is will depend on what you're trying to achieve. For lead generation, you'll want your prospects to call to make an appointment or request more information. For selling directly to your prospects, you want them to take action to place an order. For publicity, you want the media to contact you to feature you and your information product. Whatever response you're looking for, the important factor is that you're receiving a response. Let me give you an example. This is extremely common in the book industry. An author is being interviewed on a radio show, and she said, "My book is available at Amazon.com. Great, the audience knows where to buy the book, and some go to Amazon and make the purchase. The problem is, the author won't know who purchased it. Therefore, she's outselling books with no ability to sell more to her book buyers. Why? She doesn't know who they are." Yes, she can place a direct response postcard or 800 numbers in the book for more information. The challenge is that only a small fraction of her book buyers will make that call or send in the card. She's doing all this work and spending all the money on publicity for about $1 a book or less. I can say with confidence the author in this situation may have publicity, but he or she will soon be broke doing it that way. Most information empires are not built on book sales through bookstores. They're built on sales of books and information products where you can capture the contact information to your buyer. This is very important. Why? Remember when I told you about the book buyer would certainly be worth around $6,000 in your pocket if you continue to sell to them? Well, the only way to sell beyond your book is to capture the name and the contact information, including the email of your initial buyers. A good number of those buyers will buy again from you if you just make an offer. 16. Often all it takes to dramatically improve cash flow is a slight modification. Some people have the idea that they'll need to overhaul their entire marketing operation in order to produce powerful results. That's rarely true. In actuality, most people need to gain a stronger understanding of who wants and is willing to pay for what you're offering. Time and time again, I've seen best-selling results from a slight modification in who is being attracted as a customer or the way the customers are being attracted. The expertise and information remain the same. Occasionally, giant steps are called for, but most often this isn't the case. Now take a look. If you can increase your customer base by only 6%, up your customer's average sale by $10, and get your current customers to purchase from you one additional time through the year, you're going to be cashing additional profits of 30% or more. And even better, you can safely do this with very little effort and almost no additional expense. Always remember the three questions to ask about any product or service you're considering selling. 1. Where's the money in this? 2. Where's the money in this? 3. Where's the money in this? Yes, it's a three-part question containing complete redundancy. Why? Because there's no other first question to ask when considering an information product or service that's meant to build an information empire. If you don't make money, no matter how important your message is, you won't stay in business very long. When choosing what paths to take to build an information empire, start first by choosing the path which returns the most profit for the least time, effort, and expense. Number 17, to cash the largest checks, you must have information products with awesome profit margins. Everyone has an idea of what larger checks mean, but what's the definition of awesome profit margins? It means you buy something for $1 and sell it for $5. You buy something for $1, you sell it for $10. You may have a service, such as a 90-minute keynote presentation, where nearly all the expenses are paid by the client and your fee of $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 is mostly profit after marketing costs that generally range from 10% to 25%. For example, an information empire contains certain basic products or services. One of those is a $99 audio tape program. It generally sells for $89 at speaking engagements after being discounted for your audience today and today only. Let's look at what your hard cost would be on a $99 audio tape program. It usually contains about 8 audio tapes. How do you create these audios? You can create them in your office by speaking into your computer if it has a recording software like SoundForge. Another method, call a friend, record them interviewing you. You can use inexpensive Radio Shack phone recording equipment. Or you could host a teleconference for about $25 and ask the teleconference company to record it. Most charge about $25 for a half hour of digital recording. You can certainly go into a studio, but I don't recommend that for your very first information products because it's not necessary and can be quite expensive unless you have a friend with a recording studio who'll help you. How long should each CD be? Well, that depends on you, but your goal could be about 30, 45 minutes. The reason is that as a person's driving along and listening to the CD in the car, they can listen to 1, 2, 3 of the segments on their commute. If it's a long commute, of course, they need the whole thing. But then you put those CDs in a clamshell or some sort of CD holder, and those are quite inexpensive. Clamshells are about $2.50 and quantities of about 35. CD holders are way, way less. The color cover then is simply a color printout from a good quality cover printer that you just can put in the front and the back of your CD container. You know, you offer also maybe a free special report or anything that you want to throw in that's a bonus. And your total hard costs are very small, around $8, $9. Well, if you're retailing it at $99 and selling it at $89, think of the profit. This is an example of how you could take a $9 product, turn it into an $89 product, and profit $80 each time you do it. You know, I know a speaker who started her career by speaking for free. She was able to do this because she had an $89 information product that she sold at the back of the room. She then, after many, many presentations, increased her speaking fee then to $3,000, $5,000, $7,500, and she did this within her first year. Well, with a sale of her $89 information product over and over again at the back of the room each time she spoke, she earned over $300,000 her first year as a speaker. She followed the formula that I just told you about. Think about how much of that $300,000 was profit. Most of it. I mean, almost all of it. Let's compare the profitability of a $10 book versus an $89 audio program. When you increase your profit margin, you decrease the amount of work you need to do. This dramatically increases the amount of freedom and time you have available to enjoy your life with the people you love.